To live dangerously means to live. If you don't live dangerously, you don't live. Living flowers only in danger. Living never flowers in security. It flowers only in insecurity. If you start getting secure, you become a stagnant pool. Then your energy is no longer moving. Then you are afraid. Because one never knows how to go into the unknown. And why take the risk? The known is more secure. Then you get obsessed with the familiar. You go on getting fed up with it. You are bored with it. You feel miserable in it, but still it seems familiar and comfortable. At least it is known. The unknown creates a trembling in you. The very idea of the unknown, and you start feeling unsafe. There are only two types of people in the world. People who want to live comfortably. They are seeking death. They want a comfortable grave. And people who want to live. They choose to live dangerously because life thrives only when there is risk. Have you ever gone climbing in the mountains? The higher the climb, the fresher you feel, the younger you feel, the greater the danger of falling, the bigger the abyss by the side, the more alive you are. Between life and death, when you are just hanging between life and death, there is no boredom. Then there is no dust of the past, no desire for the future. The present moment is very sharp, like a flame. It is enough. You live in the here and now. Or surfing, or skiing, or gliding. Wherever there is a risk of losing life, there is a tremendous joy because the risk of losing life makes you tremendously alive. Hence, people are attracted to dangerous sports. Somebody asked Edmund Hillary, "Why do you try to climb Everest? Why?" And Hillary said, "Because it is there, a constant challenge." It was risky. Many people had died before. For almost 60, 70 years, groups had been going, and it was almost a certain death, but still, people were going. What was the attraction? Reaching higher, going farther away from the settled, the routine life. You again become wild. You again become a part of the animal world. You again live like a tiger or a lion or like the river. You again soar like a bird into the skies, farther and farther away. At each moment, the security, the blank balance, the wife, the husband, the family, the society, the church, the respectability, all are fading away and away, distant and distant. You become alone. When I say to you, live dangerously, I mean not only bodily risk, but psychological risk, and finally, spiritual risk. Religiousness is a spiritual risk. It is going to such heights from where maybe there is no return. That is the meaning of Buddha's term, enigma, one who never returns. It is going to such a height, to a point of no return, then one is simply lost. One never comes back. When I say live dangerously, I mean don't live the life of ordinary respectability. Or you have a good profession and are earning well and money goes on accumulating in the bank and everything is going perfectly well. When everything is going perfectly well, simply see it. You are dying and nothing is happening. One can miss one's whole life for the ordinary mundane things. To be spiritual means to understand that these small things should not be given too much importance. I'm not saying that they're meaningless. I'm saying that they are meaningful, but not as meaningful as you think. Money is needed, But money is not the goal and cannot be the goal. A house is needed, but the house is needed for you. Don't misunderstand it. The whole thing has gone topsy-turvy. They exist as if they are needed for the house. They go on working for the house. And if they are needed for the bank balance, they simply go collecting money. And then they die. And they have never lived. They have never lived a single moment of throbbing, streaming life. They were just imprisoned in security, familiarity, and respectability. Expect nothing and be ready for everything. That is what I mean when I say live dangerously. What do? We fall in love with a woman and immediately we start going to the court or to the registry office or to the church to get married. I'm not saying don't get married. It is just a formality. Good, satisfy the society. But deep down in your mind, never possess the woman. Never for a single moment say you belong to me. And when you start possessing the woman, she will start possessing you. Then you are both no longer in love. You are just crushing and killing each other, paralyzing each other. Love, but don't let your love degrade into marriage. Work is needed, but don't let work become your only life. Play should remain your life, your center of life. Work should just be a means towards play. Work in the office, and work in the factory, and work in the shop. But just to have time, opportunity to play, don't let your life be reduced into a working routine. Because the goal of life is play. Play means doing something for its own sake. If you enjoy many more things for their own sake, you will be more alive. Of course, your life will always be in risk, in danger. But that's how life has to be. Risk is a part of it. In fact, the better part of it is risk. The best part of it is risk. The most beautiful part of it is risk. It is every moment a risk. You may not be aware. You breathe in. You breathe out. There is risk. Even breathing out, who knows whether the breath will come back or not? It is not certain. There is no guarantee. But there are a few people whose religion is security. Even if they talk about God, they talk about God as a supreme security. If they think about God, they think only because they are afraid. If they go to pray and meditate, they are going just in order that they remain in the good books, in God's good books. If there is a God, he will know that I am a regular churchgoer, a regular worshiper. I can testify to it. Even their prayer is just a means. To live dangerously means to live life as if each moment is in its own end. Each moment has its own intrinsic value, and you are not afraid. You know death is there, and you accept the fact that death is there, and you are not hiding against death. In fact, you go and encounter death. You enjoy those moments of encountering death, physically, psychologically, spiritually. Enjoying those moments where you come directly into contact with death, where death becomes almost a reality, is what I mean when I say live dangerously. Those who are courageous go headlong. They search all opportunities of danger. Their life philosophy is not that of insurance companies. Their life philosophy is that of the mountain climber, a glider, a surfer. And not only in the outside seas they surf in their innermost seas. And not only on the outside they climb Alps and Himalayas, they seek inner peaks. But remember one thing, never forget the art of risking. Never, never. Always remain capable of risking. Wherever you can find the opportunity to risk, never miss it, and you will never be a loser. Risk is the only guarantee for being truly alive.